John Paul Morosi, Major League Baseball, Fox Baseball analyst and insider, is covering the Stanley Cup Final for the NHL Network, and he joins us
now. I'm doing the World Series next year.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. How's everything going?
I've been trying to figure out a way to get you on because we know that you're a huge puck fan from your appearances on other Tim and Sid and the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590,
and
The Fan,
and Sportsnet,
and Primetime.
Primetime Sports, okay?
So
that's right.
Where did this come from? Was this initiated by you or the NHL Network?
Great question. So, I'm now a full-time employee of the MLB Network, and so as a result of the family that now includes both the MLB and NHL Networks in the States, I was basically traded from one network to the other for this Stanley Cup Final. I think it was known, and actually, I'll be honest, I had made it known really for a while to the producers there that I love hockey, and certainly now that we're all part of the same family, I just sort of said, hey, if there's ever a chance for me to get involved in hockey as part of the family relationship, I'm more than happy to do it. So the call came about a month or so ago that, hey, would you be able to do the Cup Final for us? And I said, well, I am both obligated to do it and thrilled to do it. So yes on both counts. So I guess I would compare it, guys, to it's all part of the same family. So I'm not like with my immediate family right now, but I'm staying with like my aunts and uncles for a couple weeks. And that's kind of how I compare it. It's all part of the same family, and it's been great. It's some of the same producers, and it's certainly the same people and same talent that are involved on both sides of it. So, but it's been great to be around the hockey people, and everybody here has just been fantastic.
Any hockey guys come up to you and want to talk a little ball?
Yeah. Chris Johnson yesterday, actually, in the media room, we were talking about it a little bit. So I know there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of curiosity. Probably the most popular question I've gotten here. Actually, the first question I've gotten is, number one, what are you doing here, Morosi? And number two, do the Jays have any hope? I think those are probably the two biggest questions I've gotten. And so the answer to the first question, what am I doing here? I'm not really sure, number one. And the second part is I'm not entirely optimistic about the Jays, but I guess we'll see if maybe they have a big second half of them for the second straight year.
Want to know as well, like off the ice and off the field, you know, one of those documentaries a few years ago, I was surprised how loose and fun Terry Francona's Red Sox were through a playoff and World Series with all they videoed around. I don't know if that's a unique kind of team, but I'm just wondering, Craig Simpson just mentioned, as a player, you're so focused on the game. It's a real tunnel vision that way on the hockey side. I know it would be on the same on the baseball side, but I'm just the different culture in that as far as dealing with players when it gets to the final and like dealing with baseball players when it gets to the World Series.
Yeah, well, first of all, Gord, I've got to thank you because to this point in the season, my only hockey broadcasting whatsoever was with you in the second intermission of that Leafs Winnipeg game back in November. I had no idea that was like a demo reel at that point.
So there we go. See how well it turned out. My pleasure.
A hell of an intermission.
Yeah.
All the credit goes to you, my friend, on that. But I would say this. I think one thing I noticed yesterday, first of all, that the Penguins folks, and I'm focusing my coverage on the Penguins here, they were phenomenal about getting players to us, and everything was extremely punctual. I think that's one thing where I think the hockey mindset, the hockey mentality, I think part of it actually is when you think about it, the notion of a timed warm-up, where obviously there's a very fixed part of time when they can be on the ice before the game, whereas baseball, it's a little more leisurely preparation. I mean, they're getting there at 3 o'clock, and it's sort of that long preparation where we'll get to you at some point in time between 3:30 and 4 in the dugout. It's much more of a drawn-out process. Whereas in hockey last night, we were on the bench there for a 7:30 interview with Nick Bonino, and my goodness, they had that first little burst out of the dressing room, one turn around the ice, and I just turned around and looked, and there he was standing directly in front of me, looking at me like, I'm ready to do this right now. So I just tapped the cameraman like, let's go. He is busy. We need to do this right now. So I think that the punctuality, the accountability, again, they've been fabulously impressive, and it's really just been a great experience these first few days.
Approachability is a lot different when you can stand around the batting cage, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's true as well. I think the one thing about baseball, and it still is true, and I will still say this, it's a little different in the playoffs, though, guys, when they do close the clubhouses before the games. That's one difference in the postseason for baseball. But I still say of the four major North American sports, the access in baseball is still the best because there is that period of time, a long period before the game, usually about 45 minutes, maybe an hour, where basically the players are in the clubhouse and you've got a chance to approach really whomever you want to, as long as they're not in the sort of off limits area. So I still think, you know, the game has changed. It's maybe not quite as accessible as it used to be, baseball, but I still think on measure, it probably does have the best access and availability. But I got to tell you, you know, I was extremely impressed with the way even the star players for Pittsburgh have been accountable and talking after practices, certainly after the game. And I thought one really poignant moment last night, guys, was Crosby, of course, had his usual throng of reporters around him after the game and answered questions for probably 5 minutes, maybe longer than that. And then on his way out, he stopped and paused because a Chinese television crew, which, of course, is calling the Stanley Cup Final in Mandarin now for the second straight year, had a couple of questions for Sid, and he paused and smiled and very dutifully answered their questions as well, in English, of course, before heading off. So I was very impressed that Sid, again, we talk about how he gets it. Well, he got it in that moment, too. He knows he's the face of hockey, and he certainly took that opportunity to speak to the fans of a nation of 1 billion people that, of course, will host the Olympic Games in 2022.
Two observations. Don't lean on the cage during a hockey warm-up.
No, got that's it. Right.
Okay.
It's a little different there. Okay, I got that. Thank
okay.
You.
And you know when you're at the World Series and you look around and you're like, look at all these hangers-ons, these Johnny-come-latelys and stuff. You're one of those guys right now.
Yeah. I'm that guy. I know. I'm that guy. That's why I'm trying to be very respectful and try to be under the radar, because people have been doing this for years and years and years, and here I am showing up.
No. You're
really
a pro.
On day one of the Stanley Cup Final. So, yeah, I am. I am a total Johnny-come-lately, and for that, Canada, I apologize. I'm just telling you, I'm doing my best to honor your sport as best I can every
well,
day.
Well, hold on. Then, before you go, though, give us your analysis of what happened last night.
Well, okay. Now, I have to be really measured and careful with my words here, because I'm now trying to analyze Canada's sport on a Canadian station. Okay?
Well, don't throw in a whip or a war or anything like that. No.
Okay, good. I'll give it to you straight. I think the Penguins, one thing I picked up from just the players in their room afterward, they kept saying about how in the second period they got away from their game, and Matt Cullen actually used the word disappointed. He said, I was disappointed with the way that we played in the second period because we just got away from our game. We forgot, basically, to keep our foot on the accelerator and keep pressing with that north-south game and the chipping of the pucks they were doing to get the pressure down there. So, but I thought one thing, just in this was one very amateur hockey observation, so I'll throw it out there. You can feel free to say that I'm off base on it. I thought the Penguins had way more room low in the offensive zone than I thought they were going to be. I thought they had a lot more time and space there around the goal line than I expected they would. And I noted today that Crosby, when he came out today, was working with Rick Tocchet on one-timers from between the circles, and knowing that that was an area where maybe the Penguins felt they had more room than they thought they were going to there in game one.
John Paul Morosi from the MLB Network, as well as Fox Baseball Insider, working the Stanley Cup Final for the NHL Network. One thing you are going to get to do, which is the coolest thing that you can imagine, is you're going to see the cup presented in person. I don't know whether that's happened in your previous time, whether the Red Wings when they won, but there's just it's special. And no matter how many times you see it, it's highly goosebumpy, and that's what you're going to get to see, is the Stanley Cup presented in person. So enjoy that.
I can't wait. And I also, one thing I've always loved watching on, and I'm lucky at being in Michigan that I can watch it on CBC, is the full progression and the procession of the cup from player to player. And I've always been fascinated by the order in which the captains choose that will happen. I think that's one of the coolest traditions in sports. There is nothing like the cup, and also nothing like that line of succession, if you will. Nothing like that in any other sport. I think that's one of the coolest things to watch, and certainly I'm lucky that by virtue of the fact that CBC is on my basic cable, I've been able to watch that very authentically for many, many years.
We follow it on Hockey Night in Canada, as do you. John, continued success and enjoy the ride.
Sounds great, guys. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up again soon.